I'm curious about how you combine focusing with body work. Is the focusing something that helps you in the way you do body work?
Yes, I mean, I started with focusing first, and then because I got to know myself better through focusing, I found out that I wanted to do this holistic massage style, or I wanted to learn this Esalen massage. And so I'm coming more from maybe the focusing side, and then after that I learned the body work.
Yeah.
But so I'm always very much connected with my inner knowledge, I think, when I combine it now with touching people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's interesting. You went into the massage from an inner sense that came from focusing. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that, of how that happened?
Well, when I focused so much about my life or my future, then this inner voice told me, well, okay, so you want to do something with people that has to do with my previous profession. I was a medical assistant and a lab technician, so I mean, medicine was always, I was interested in this before, so, but then this inner voice just led me maybe to this that I searched for what kind of body work, or how could I work with massage or touching people. And I would pretty much say I just followed this voice that came up every time I did focusing.
Yeah. So from the very beginning, it was from an inner voice, an inner sense of what you wanted to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And as you practice this Esalen massage now, in what way does focusing contribute to what you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say I am, because I am very much connected with myself in a deeper way, maybe. I'm very present. I'm very listening inside.
Yeah.
And because this is like a higher state of awareness,
mm-hmm.
I would say it is easier for me to have access to the client's bodies, and I mean the plural, because this is not just the physical body I am connected, mm-hmm. but also this, what I call holistic, the emotional and mental and energetical body as well. So because maybe I am in a higher state of awareness, I sense more, or I have also in the same time I have access to my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it would uplift both of us to another level of being able to connect.
Hmm. So, in other words, what's happening is you're having that higher state of consciousness allows you to connect to what you call the different bodies of the client, and that the client does not need to be focusing, or does not need to start from that higher form of consciousness, but the two of you are connecting at a deeper level.
Yes, I would say if the client, also I always am very respectful, if he wants to do that, let's say, I don't know, maybe another, you can say, if he is giving his okay,
mm-hmm.
then we can kind of go there to this higher awareness, both of us. But I also sometimes I have clients they kind of say inside, no, I don't want to. And then, of course, I am respectfully to that, because this is the focusing attitude, as we all know.
Hmm. So I'd like to stay there a little bit longer with that sense of there is this dialogue going on that's not in words, and where with your focusing attitude, you're able to sense into whether the client is open to opening up more or is not open to opening up. And so the dialogue is going on at that level. So do you want to talk a little bit more about that? You know, just that sensing. What's it like?
Well, a client just 2 days ago, he repeats himself all the time when we see each other again. I see him maybe every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then he say, you have a way of kind of coming in to my self, or it's a connection that he has never felt with anybody else. And this is not just one client. So I have many clients that they say it's like I would knock on their door, and if they let me in, we can connect, something like this, maybe. That's just what the client said.
Wow, that's really very beautiful. So that's, you know, the client has that experience that you're respectfully knocking on the door. And, you know, then they let you in or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And so that is happening as you are both going inside in a focusing attitude, and at the same time, you know, starting to connect with a client through touch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So because sometimes I have clients, they don't know focusing, so they just come for a body work, but they have maybe pain or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just do the body work, and maybe after 10 minutes I have the feeling now we are connected on this deeper level we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am connected, and sometimes I just invite them to do focusing where the pain is. Then they speak about what I would say is more or less a focusing process can evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then I kind of lead them, you know, in a focusing way, to do focusing with the pain, or with the shoulder that is not working, and then I am kind of a focuser, but I still have of course my hand on his shoulder.
Okay, so you're maintaining that physical contact with your hand on the client's shoulder, but then you have veered away from just touching without the word connection to actually leading the client through a focusing process.
Mm-hmm.
And is that something where you are simply having your hand on the client's shoulder, or also continuing a massage?
No, often, I would say in 90% of my doing, mm-hmm. I stop the massage, because the awareness has to be on a certain point from, like, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
It is this higher concentration or presence, I think, that is needed.
Mm-hmm.
If I would go on with my massage or moving, I have the feeling he is distracted or she is distracted more.
Okay.
Then you know, the presence is just there, and I kind of hold and I maintain the contact, but I don't manipulate anymore.
Mm-hmm. So really that sense of what's happening is there's a dance between different forms of contact between you and the client. And maybe it starts with the massage touching, which creates a form of contact. Then there is, as you do it, the fact that your openness creates the possibility of a communication. And then it's shifting from the manipulation to more of a focusing type connection between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think the interesting thing is these people, they don't have to know focusing. But they follow the focusing process.
Mm-hmm.
Just by, because I guide them or I made them some, I invite them, you know, to do this or that or try this. And so they kind of follow my guidance.
Yeah.
And I'm always astonished how fine or how it works, you know, very easily for them. I mean,
yes.
If they don't know focusing or they haven't trained in focusing.
So what is happening is that your own being in that higher form of awareness, that connecting to the inside, you know, that openness to your own sense of what's inside, as well as your openness and connection to the client, is enough to create in the client that effect of what happens when you focus, that openness to the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what comes up when I hear you saying this, that for me, but that's a personal thing that people say they can feel this love or acceptance that I have, they can feel this is, because if they, a few of them, they also went to another focuser, just doing focusing.
Uh-huh.
And then they said, well, they do focusing, but they have not this connection because they don't can feel the loving attitude or the loving, it's just empathy and but not love. And then we speak about this because we all are interested, what is the difference. And
yeah, so that's really a very beautiful thing of in a way having a sense of what it is that might be working when you're with a client. And I'm remembering what you said at the beginning of the client who was telling you that he heard you say knock knock, you know, just that sense of checking, is it okay to come in, is it open? And so there is that sense of respect, love, connection, that, you know, you are just allowing yourself to feel and then sharing with the client and inviting to come in. Is that, you know,
mm-hmm.
how you would describe it, or is there something else that might feel right to describe that experience for you?
No, I think it's just also it maybe with this love can also, I think it opens up also to another frequency,
mm-hmm.
of what can happen, or it's also like a door that opens up to that the connection can be deeper maybe, or that I can listen more what the client really goes through, because I listen with my heart, but I listen also with my hands, because I am touching.
Mm-hmm.
And of course with my empathy and my, let's say, focusing attitude.
Yeah. So I want to maybe just restate some of what you said, because there is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, what strikes me more than anything else is the fact that you use a lot of different metaphors, a lot of different things, listening with your heart, listening with your hand. So a sense of maybe more channels being open, not just listening to words, not just listening to sound, not just listening with empathy, but, you know, listening with your heart and your hands, and a door being open, that kind of connection. So just checking with you if, you know, that feels right as a way to describe this and what you know, what comes up as you hear me restate it for you this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what I sense now. It is maybe an ability that I have, being open and on different levels at the same time.
Yeah. So it seems like it's a way of extending the possibilities of communication.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of those things mentioned are non-verbal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. And what I often, as we know, I mean, words is one thing, but what we really want to say with the words is maybe a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So say, let's go back to what you were talking about, the case of this client with the pain in the shoulder, where after doing the manipulation, you start touching and doing focusing with him. So what happens?
Yeah, okay. So when I do focusing, then kind of, for example, he goes into the pain, and then he just waits what the pain has a voice, maybe, or I ask if the pain could speak, what it would say, or
uh-huh.
And that's then normally they begin to first feel in, and then they begin to say what the pain wants to say, let's say. Very easy, you know.
Yeah.
And then often that what I said, you know, then to me is like a focusing process, because then they have felt shifts and you can feel it in the tissue, or they let the shoulder drops more into my hand, or they have a sigh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have just bodily felt shifts. And of course also they say now it is changing, it gets warm or cold. So those are shifts on an energetical, on their energetical body
uh-huh.
as well. It's not just a physical body. And then they, of course the process maybe goes on, and then they, whatever, he said, well, I have to change something in my life because I know that the shoulder shows me what I have to change. It helps me. This pain is helping me because it shows me what I have to change in my life. So it is a step even in the pain that, shows me what I could do if I can do it.
Yeah, so that's it's a total change from the pain being a problem that has to be removed to the pain being some kind of a helper showing the way.
Mm-hmm. And this is often, if we remember the focusing, if we say, you know, if we can accept something and just give him a place, or, you know, where it can be in front of our eyes or in front of us, and then kind of take a step back, and then how does it look like now, you know, in this, how you say this in English, acceptance?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, even if it's not loving acceptance, maybe it's not so easy with the pain.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, just a kind of acceptance, then often, yeah, it loses this overpowering quality.
Yeah, yeah. And so what, you know, we're talking about now is the the client, you know, finding a way to have acceptance, maybe not necessarily loving acceptance, but acceptance. And that obviously is related to your approach that, you know, that what helps the connection with them is you start with that very loving presence. So that's going to make it easier for the client to find a sense of acceptance in themselves as they're held in that, you know, loving presence that you put in.
Yeah, that's, I think this is also very important. It is like because I can bring this quality into this process that I really, I have the feeling I stand on their side, as a support maybe, and I say, okay, as when I can be kind of accepting to this thing with you, then they trust maybe that this is not too heavy for them to carry or to look at it, or yeah, they have a companion and who is has a loving attitude, and I think it's a trust thing, of course. I mean, they trust that I don't let them fall or this thing that is so is it painful or
Yeah. So what I want to just check with you is what is it that helps you find that loving presence, that loving attitude, as you start dealing with a client or throughout the session? Is it something that just comes naturally, you don't pay attention to it, or is it something where you put some mindfulness into it, something that you have, you know, you're reinforcing? What's the story?
Well, I mean, I practice for myself. I do a lot of, yeah, mindfulness, you say? Or I mean, I meditate. I do yoga for many years now. And maybe that's just I exercise a lot. But I think, on the other hand, it is... yeah, for me, love is always around us. And maybe I have access to this love when I concentrate myself more into my middle. Like when I do focusing, for example, then I arrive in my center or my core or my middle, and there is always this love. And so if I, you know, just take my, 1 or 2 minutes before the client comes, then I'm already connected with this love. And then I dedicate this hour or 90 minutes. I know the client is here. And I'm connected with this loving source or core. And then I just, yeah, that's just an around or inside me, or it's not so easy to describe.
So what you're saying is that you spend a minute or two just connecting with what's happening in your core. So just what's it like? You know, is it, you know, just what's it like when you do that? Is it something where... do you breathe? Do you sit down? Do you just bring your attention to the middle? I mean, how do you get there?
Yes, I think I just I can stand or sit. That does not matter. But I just kind of sense inside. In between, you know, my chin and my belly, or into the belly, where we know as focus or where we should go, I'd say. I just connect with this insight, and that takes maybe 1 minute, and I just kind of wait and say hello, and I want to welcome myself kind of in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a going back to where I came from.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just my center or my source. And normally if my awareness is outside, in my, before, I just kind of go back inside. And then there it is. For me, it's hard. If I would have to give lessons on this, I would have to think about how I should do that.
But just as a way, it's something that focusers would have a sense of what you're talking about. You're not doing some esoteric meditation method. You're doing something that focusers in general would relate to. And what it is just going inside and have that curiosity, that sense of reconnecting to what's happening in your belly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And maybe I'm lucky that there is love,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I remember when I said to cross Gene Gendlin that he and I did a focusing, and then he said, "Oh, you just did something. It is very rare. You just were so connecting with your loving self." And I said, "Well, that's normal. That's nothing special." And then he said, "Well, to him it seems very special, and we should follow this a little bit more." And I should write even how I do that. So then I said, "Well, yeah, I have to." Mm. It's not so easy to write, but
yeah. But it's great to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's very, very, for me it is very easy. It's nothing that you have to do specially or,
mm-hmm.
It seems just listen inside or go home, back home inside. And I do that when, I think everybody, when we as focuser check in inside ourselves and we wait what shows up there, or what mm-hmm. we feel, what kind of sensation we feel.
Go ahead.
Yeah, of course there are also issues there too.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I can say, okay, the issues are here, and then I can acknowledge them, but then I want to go to this loving place, and then there this is also there. And then, of course, from this loving place, I can easily and let my issues come forward.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to, I mean.
Yeah.
If I'm focusing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not at all a sense that it's all serene out inside. And there's issues and turmoil, but that sense that you also know from experience that there is a lot of love there, and so you have the option of just maybe clearing a space for that love, not mm-hmm. just seeing the turmoil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, what I wanted to just ask you as we end this is to see if there is a way that maybe practicing the focusing while doing massage and touching people and having the direct sense of all the physical bodies, the purely muscular body, the energetic body, has influenced what happens to you when you do focusing without touching, when you just do the focusing itself.
You ask me if it has influenced me, then the experience?
Yeah.
If it has kind of changed or influenced my focusing one-on-one session without touching?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say maybe it is now easier for me maybe to be close if I do or when I do focusing sitting across each other without touching.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have the feeling I sense more, maybe my senses is I sense more, even, you know, what is, if I sit across 2 meters or then I sense, even if I'm not touching, I have the feeling I can, yeah, my awareness is finer, refined.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, because I made this experience with the touch, it helped me, yeah, in this way maybe, that I feel more connected or,
yeah.
Yeah.
So in other words, you started from focusing, then from that it led you to body work, and then the experience of the body work together with the focusing has expanded the range of your experience, so that having had the experience of what happens when you touch, now the quality of your focusing per se has changed and has expanded because of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that would be maybe a suggestion that, in a way, that say experiencing focusing and touch is not necessarily something that other focusers may want to do in order to do touching or body work, but just simply as a way of expanding the range of our experience.
Yes, yeah, I think that could really help, even if you don't want to do it professionally later, but just like in a teaching, maybe we could, learn how to touch,
mm-hmm.
To widen up this range for a focuser.
Yeah.
Even if you just do focusing, but in our, because I teach also students, you know, I learn focusing, and often I let them touch just
mm-hmm.
in the trainings, you know, that because I found out this is very helpful for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just that they have this experience that, the information flows maybe easier, or they are closer through touch, or so they have maybe the more open senses.
Yeah.
Yeah. To this, you know, so it's like a schooling of the, or a teaching of the senses, or getting more sensitive about it.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I experiment, and I see some of my students, they have better access later.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prangle. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.